Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show, usually on at 6:30 in the evening on Monday to Friday, but at times at 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. And this time, I'm broadcasting the show at 12:30 in the afternoon. First of all, let me give you an indication about me. This is a politically incorrect show. We're not out for media hype or political rhetoric or media lies or media falsehoods. We're out for honest truth and honest discernment and critical thinking. I myself am a Christian, and I adhere to all the authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and to the creeds of the Church, the Nicene, Athanasian, and Apostles' Creed. And also, when I can, I read the great books of Christian interpretation, such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, and many others, too numerous to name, and T.S. Eliot. These are the latest. The oldest are Augustine, Aquinas, Calvin, and Luther. These are all the greats. These are the people we can really learn from. And as Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said, he wrote the book in 1940, the Bible is the foundation of Western civilization. He said it, it's a fact, and those who do not read the Bible will be in darkness, intellectual darkness, or any of the books I mentioned. Our society and many elements of it is in darkness, and I do hope that we can plunge ourselves out of it. I also run two radio shows, a blog book radio show and podcast show. They have a Christian orientation, and many people from Muslim countries in China visit these Christian sites. I've also written 10 books. I'll be talking about them today, Christian books and legal books, and I have four more planned, Christian books and legal books. And this is as much as I'm going to say about my activities tonight. So I'm going to talk about my books. First of all, I've written six books, and a number of them are Christian books and of a Christian orientation. And one of the widely books that I've written is Essays on the Christian Worldview, in which I examine various issues in the book. It's called Essays on the Christian Worldview, and others, political, literary, and philosophical. That includes a paragraph on why I'm a Christian. I say why I am against abortion. I give a reason, and I handle many elements of Christian belief, such as the Psalms, the Second Coming of Christ, and the idea of a Christian society, and the issue of poverty in Christianity. There are many things in this book that I think you'll find interesting and fascinating. It's published by Hamilton Books, and I wrote the book in 2011, and it's still sold quite widely. Another book I wrote similar to this is Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. Again, this handles many Christian issues, such as the Christ and culture, the Satan, hell, creation and fall, Jesus the litigator, and how we are to take the Bible literally. It handles many, many topics. I think those of you who are Christian, and by the way, I invite all people to read these books or to dialogue with me, Christians or non-Christian. I'm interested in everybody's views and every path, religious path. But this book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, was published in 2016. I wrote a book also on the parables, an interpretation of all 41 parables, again published by Hamilton Books. And I think that you'll find the book interesting. The parables of Jesus are very fascinating. Of course, they are the words of Christ on many issues. And of course, the words and mind of Christ cannot be plumbed in their depth sufficiently. I also wrote two law books. One a very extensive one, Select Legal Topics, and another one, Select Legal Topics, Volume 2, which handles many issues of law. And both lawyers and non-lawyers, I think, will be benefited and will be interested in it. Now I want to talk a little about the books that I am presently writing and publishing. I have just published a 390-page commentary on the Psalms in the Bible. John Donne, the great, by the way, when you haven't read the greats of English literature, you are, your life is cheated substantially. And John Donne, an English poet, an Anglican pastor and minister, was a very great mind and a very great person. And anybody who doesn't read Donne is missing out. He said of the Psalms and the Bible that they are the manna of the church. He meant by that they are the spiritual food of the church. I have to say that I wrote this book on the Psalms. It took me some time, and it contains an exposition of all 150 Psalms in the Bible. There was a time when people memorized many of the Psalms. When I went to Sunday school, I memorized Psalm 1 and Psalm 23. For starters, the Psalms are very beautiful. They are lyric poetry. In Hebrew, they're very beautiful. They're Hebrew lyric poetry, and they are the mind and words of Christ as he communicates to us through the Psalms. They're very beautiful, for starters, and they're well worth reading on their own. And I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, in any translation, what you're going to like more, the Psalms or War and Peace or Resurrection or Anna Karenina. You will gain more beauty from the Psalms in a translation than in any other work which is translated. I gave you an example, War and Peace of Tolstoy, and Anna Karenina, and I'm telling you that, and also I point out the Greek plays, which I read, and that the Psalms outdo them in translation any day of the week. They are so beautiful and so compelling and so amazing. I'm also writing two books of my blogs, literary, theological, religious, literary, religious, theological, and political and current events blogs. I think these I've written over the years, and I'm preparing two books of these blogs. I think you'll find these essays interesting and compelling, and I do hope that when they are published, certainly one of them, the first book of blogs, will be published by September. But I'm working on it, and I partially finished it. The other one a little later. I put a little work on a book on the miracles in the Bible, which are most amazing communication from God of his intentions in the world. I also have written another law book of pretrial demands, notices, and criminal law. I've done a little work on this, but it's coming along. And finally, in the blogs that I mentioned, you'll find expositions of the sayings of Christ. Many of them are interpretations of the sayings of Christ, and I hope you will find benefit in these forthcoming books. The book on the Psalms is published by Universe.com, and it's also available on Amazon, and it's being made available on more and more sites. I think you'll enjoy the book. It costs $31. It's a 390-page book. You can't do better for a 390-page book than paying $31. And that's as much as I want to say about my books. For me, let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, a world without books is a world in ignorance and darkness. As Mortimer Adler very aptly put in his great book, How to Read a Book, and I've read that book many times. It's a fantastic book. And it's a book in which Mortimer Adler says, written in 1940, he says, two things that stick in my mind, the Bible is the foundation of Western thought, which is an outrageous statement in today's secular left-wing world. Nevertheless, he said it, and it's true. And he also said that images and non-print mediums of communications are drugs. What he meant was you can't learn from them. They are drugs. You can't focus on them. There's no development, the same development that's possible in reading a book in print. He was right on both issues. I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, you read that book, How to Read a Book by Mortimer Adler. And also, if you want to read another great book, read Tolstoy, his religious writings, The Kingdom of God Who Is Within You. Tolstoy is one of the greats. I love him. and also E.M. Forster, Howard's End, and A Passage to India. E.M. Forster is one of the greats for me, one of the greats of English literature. He wrote a wonderful book called A Passage to India and Howard's End. These are great books. I wish our society was not engaged in casting the works of greatness into a garbage can or replacing them with political nonsense. These works are the works for future generations to know about and benefit from. That's as much as I want to say about my books and my thoughts in this area. I'll be talking again on Monday about something else, which I hope you will gain benefit from. Bye.